So take us through a day in the life of Al in Blueprint, like navigating between, you know, the art and the business stuff. Yeah. I want people to see what it's like. Because I know you got it down to like, you gonna show me the chalkboard with the writing on it?
I'm gonna show y'all a little bit of that. I'm gonna show you some other shit. Just my schedule, so y'all can kind of see what I've been doing.
This is unbelievable. This, like, as anal as I am, I don't have that. I'm like, this dude is on it.
We got merch and stuff behind me.
Damn. Is that the kitchen too? What room is that?
This is the office upstairs.
Okay.
I try to start the first half of my day up here.
Okay.
And in the evening, I want to do creative stuff. And I just found that I'm better working on the business early. You know what I mean?
Right.
Here, you know, we got some CDs, books, things of that nature. Obviously, printer for sitting out orders. But this right here, I don't know, hold on. This is a creative schedule. I have schedule I use pretty much every day. And depending on what projects I have, I work this schedule. So
wait, hold that to the screen for like 10 seconds because it's all right. Just so people could really just.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Run us through that. Yeah.
So 8 to 9 a.m. stretch, workout, eat. That's pretty. You got to do that. 9 to 11:30 a.m. That's weightless business. That's all I do. 9:30 to 11 a.m. And then sometimes I do that till noon. Now, 12:30 to 2 right now, that time is dedicated to my biggest project, which is my next book. So that's my book time. Every day, no matter what, I'm working on a book from that time. 3 to 4:30 p.m., we got video content or study video. That's when I might have a book or maybe there's a trick I'm trying or I saw somebody else do something. I'm like, man, how they do that? And so I'm working on video that time. And then the last joint, 6 to 10, music. Finish album, make beats, study music. That's the schedule. And I change it. I don't have to do it exactly like that. But I use the schedule because a lot of times you'll get lost during your day. And you'll be like, what the fuck am I doing? What should I be doing? And I'll have something I'm working on. And then I'll feel lost. And I'll say, you know what? I put this schedule up in every room.
Right.
Bedroom. It's in my studio, my video studio, office. And so when I get lost or I feel like, what should I be doing? I refer back to this.
Right.
And that kind of explains like what I do every day. Obviously, there's some improv in there. And when you're creative, sometimes, you know, I do beats too. So sometimes I'm like, I just want to do beats and not be thinking about the business.
Right.
Like, say I got a feature to write or something. Sometimes I skip the schedule, but 6 to 10, and sometimes I go to midnight.
Right.
Lately, I've been working out at like 10:30, 11. So as soon as I get done with the music, I try to work out, maybe do some shit around the house. I got like a treadmill in the basement.
But before bed? Like to wind down? Or okay.
Because for some reason, I can't do it when I get up.
I feel you.
You know, so I'm like, after I do my music, it feels better to work out because at least I feel accomplished on the art side. So
right.
This is the office. Somebody made me that weightless sign in the back. That's just
like, that was dope.
Yes, Cat Lexi. If he's out here, shout out Lexi.
Yeah, that's gonna be a street in Columbus in about 5 years. They're gonna give you a whole street commemorated to weightless. So how do you determine when to give yourself a pass on a day?
Some days, well, you know what? I've read this. Sometimes that used to be hard, man. You can't be hard on yourself, man. Like what I try to do, and I saw this in this book The Power of Less.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about on our podcast, a book called The Power of Less.
Yeah.
But they recommend like writing down 3 things that you can accomplish every day.
Right.
That's it, just 3. Or basically, sometimes they tell you write down 6. Prioritize them, get rid of the bottom, and just do the top 3.
Right.
I look at that top 3, and that's all I fucking do. You know what I'm saying? So, like, today, my top 3, I got a weekly top 3. And this is it. I don't know if y'all can see that.
Kinda. You could, yeah.
So it says, This week's top three, get book edit done, number one. Number two, finalize book cover. Number three, 4th of July sale. If I get that shit done, that's it.
Right.
I got numbers 4 through 6 in there.
Right.
You know, I'm not really tripping on those. It's just like, whatever. If I get that done, then that's a bonus. But the key is to not, I try to use a lot of lists.
As right. You
mentioned, I got like the dry erase boards.
Yeah.
Basement, I got them up here too. There's a couple.
Right.
These kind of keep me on task as well. But there's a lot to do. And you just want to make sure you have some sort of system in place for doing it. So that's kind of what I do every day. I have like a daily little schedule, then I have like a weekly thing that helps
right.
prioritize.
Okay. Yeah. Damn. See? Telling y'all, listen to the podcast. Listen to their podcast. This is like, all right.